Makos Paragimel Mishneh. This Mishnah will deal with several cases where one can get multiple Malkos for doing the same thing repeatedly. The Mishnah says, HaKoreach Karcha Barosho. If somebody makes a bald spot on their head, and the Mishnah doesn't say it, but it means what if a person does that over in grief over losing a close relative. If a person does that, so they get Malkos for that. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that actually, even if they make multiple bald spots, they are chayav for each one. Makif pas rosho. Literally, this means to make a circle out of what is normally the corner of your head, and that is to say that you remove the payas that normally separate between one side of your head and the other, and you make it into like a circle, the way that you would see on the old monks, or you even see it today sometimes on people who have completely removed their payas into it, so that it's really like a circle instead of having the separation of payas that exists between the front of the head and the back of the head. Vamashlis pas zakano, somebody who destroys the corners of their beard. We'll see what that is. Vahasoret srita achas alames, somebody who makes at least even one cut for having lost a close relative. Chayav, he is chayav. And actually, a person is chayav, as the Mishnah will go on and say, sarat srita achas al chamisha mesim. If a person makes one cut for five different relatives who die, O chamesh sritos al meis echad, or he makes five cuts for one dead person, chayev al kol achas vi achas, he would be chayev malchus for each one of those cuts or each one of the mesim. Mishnah says al harosh, when referring back to hamakiv pas rosho about taking away the payas, so he was chayev shtayim, achas mikan v'achas mikan. He gets a malchus for each one of the sides. You can get two sets of malchus then for removing both payas. Vala zakan, and for destroying his beard, it's shtayim mikan, ushtayim mikan, v'achas mamata. It's two on one side of his face, two spots on the other side of his face, and one at the bottom of his face. So, and there's different opinions exactly where these locations are, but the Mishnah is telling us that there are five locations, and he's chayev of separate malchus for each, for shaving improperly each one of those spots. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, says, Im natolo kula ka'achas ino chayev al achas. He says, if you remove them all at once, you would take a razor and remove all of them at once, then he would only be chayev one, according to Rebbe Eliezer, not like the Tanakama, who said he'd be chayev for each one. The Tanakhama says that he's not chayev malchus until he uses a razor. And that's to exclude if he were to take, let's say, a scissors. A scissors is not destructive enough. And because it's not destructive in the way to the hair, in the same way as a razor is, so it doesn't fulfill the osashlis pa'asakono of not doing hashchas, of not being destructive in nature. It also has to be derech giluach. It has to be the normal fashion of a person to utilize to remove his beard. And therefore, if he were to use a malakate, if he would use a tweezers or a hitney, or use a plane, plane, the type of thing that you use to smooth down a board, that is not a derech, and therefore that would be not included. Therefore, only a tar, only a razor would be the fulfillment of the losashkes basakano, and therefore chayav. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eliezer differs and says, afilu k'tobo malkate over hitney, even if he removed hair through using a tweezers or using a plane, he's also chayav. He says that is it fulfills both hashchasa, and also it is also the derech as well. It is also the fashion as well.